Egypt is starting with something different as well, as Charl did. She's starting with Austria, in fact, deepening political crisis there, Dipti.
Yeah, that's right. Back in September, Herbert Kickl, the head of the far-right Freedom Party, won 29% of votes in national elections there. Since then, the party has been unable to form a coalition government with the conservative Austrian People's Party on multiple occasions, according to the New York Times. In this article, which explains this political crisis in Austria, the most recent talks collapsed on Wednesday because the two parties could not agree on who gets the interior ministry portfolio. Now, Kickl's party wanted it to push their anti-immigration agenda. The conservatives, though, were worried that if the interior ministry was given to the far right, well, it could impact relationships with foreign intelligence agencies, because the interior ministry in Austria is also in charge of the Austrian intelligence agency. Now, on Wednesday, Kickl announced that he'd be giving up the mandate to form a coalition government. It means that now the president must either name another party who will be tasked with forming a government, or Austrians will have to head back to the polling stations.
So what's the reaction then, Dipti, from the Austrian press?
Well, I think it's best summed up by Die Presse on its front page here. It says, what happens now? And I think it's really a rhetorical question. Nobody has the answer to that. The paper also outlining in detail the events of Wednesday, really reiterating that negotiations broke down between the two parties because essentially both of them are blaming each other for being unable to find consensus. In its editorial, the paper says that Austria for now has been spared a chancellor, a far-right chancellor in Herbert Kickl, at least for the moment. The editor calling this crisis political dysfunction that's bordering on embarrassment. The coalition talks have also, it's worth noting, have lasted 5 months. That's the longest in Austrian politics since 1945. Now, Der Standard also going pretty much with the exact same picture on its front page. This is more of a left liberal paper. It announces emphatically on its front page that here Herbert Kickl has failed in his attempt to form a coalition government. And in its editorial, the paper says he's not fit to govern for countless reasons. It evokes notably a decision by Kickl as interior minister in 2018 to dismantle the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution with the help of people who were suspected of spying for the Russians.
More politics for you now, but this time it's here in France. François Bayrou, the French Prime Minister, accused of covering up physical sexual violence as well at a school.
Yeah, that's right. These allegations date back to the 1990s. The accusations are highlighted by the French investigative website Mediapart. This is a lead story on its website this Thursday. The scandal concerns a private Catholic school called Notre-Dame de Bethheim. Over 100 complaints have been filed accusing the school of physical and sexual violence on students over nearly six decades. Now, François Bayrou's wife was a teacher there, and some of his children were also attending, was educated there. And he was president of the general council of the department in which this school is located. Now, he says he has no idea about the allegations leveled against the school, and he had no idea when he was in that region, when he had that role as president of the regional council. Now, he says that he was unaware of it. Mediapart says he had to have known because he met with a judge investigating the priest who was accused of allegedly committing those crimes in 1998. Now, François Bayrou really faced the music in Parliament earlier this week. He angrily defended himself against these accusations, saying he would file for defamation if necessary. Opposition MPs, meanwhile, have accused him of having lied in Parliament.
Now, they could be seen as pretty boring parts of nature, but swamps and marshes could play, a significant role in the future. What's this about?
Yeah, that's right. This is an article from the Washington Post today, which really pays homage to the soggy spots that have been dismissed as inhospitable smudges on the map. I'm quoting the Washington Post today. Swamps, bogs, whatever you call them, peatlands is a technical term. Let's be honest, no one's really rushing to visit them, and you'll never find a hotel near a bog or a swamp, Stuart. And yet, they play a crucial role in the future because under all that soggy soil, swamps trap huge amounts of carbon dioxide. And if these swamps, swamplands and marshes disappear, they will release all of that trapped gas into the air. And the problem is only less than 1/5 of the world's peatlands are protected. This is according to the Washington Post article. Now, in Canada, for instance, which is home to quite a significant amount of peatlands, they are at risk because stocked underneath there are vast sources of clean energy that authorities hope to exploit. Look to Africa, for instance. The Democratic Republic of Congo is home to large amounts of tropical peatlands, but there farmers want to drain them to grow crops. A new study from the journal Conservation Letters this week warning that restoring peatlands and protecting them will be crucial to the fight against climate change in the years to come.
Yeah, it can be beautiful. You need the sun, though, don't you? Finally, from Dipti, he's a Grand Slam winning tennis player, but Andy Murray is definitely not a skier.
No, he's not. And I think he really encapsulates what many of us first-time skiers might feel when we're on the slopes. Now, Andy Murray is certainly known for his exploits on the tennis court, but he did reveal recently that he had to be rescued from the Swiss Alps in an embarrassing first attempt at skiing. He was trying to get back down and found himself on a downhill slope. The lifts had closed and he was told he had to ski 3 kilometers down to the bottom of the hill. As it happens to all of us, he picked up speed down the hill, realized he had no idea what he was doing. Thankfully, rescuers came to help him off the mountain. He says, though, he has plans to go back to the slopes with his family later this year. So I think he might have been bitten by the skiing bug, Stuart. It turns out you can win many, many Grand Slam titles, but skiing is still probably a very tough sport to nail.
Strap the tennis rackets to his feet. That's one way out of it. The papers of France 24.